Hello.
Hi, my name is Caesar, and I'm calling from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinion is really needed. Do you have 5 minutes to continue with the survey, sir?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like
yes.
Many other people? Okay. All right, do you think... Are you Hispanic, Mexican, Puerto Rican?
No.
No? White?
No.
Okay. What is the highest level of school that you have completed? High school? Some college?
1 year of college. 1 year.
All right. For who did he vote on the 2020 general elections for the president? Or were you, not able to vote?
Old man Biden.
Okay. As you may know, these are elections for the president, U.S. Congress, and the other state and the local office. This November, how likely are you going to be voting on the upcoming November 2024 elections?
I always participate.
Okay, perfect. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections from a scale to 0 to 10?
I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't be doing all of that motivated. You know, that sounds crazy to me. I'm a guy. I don't want to get that shit.
Right.
I'm going to do my job. I'm going to vote because it's time to vote.
Right.
Point blank.
Okay. Regardless of how you may feel about the candidate or issues on the ballot, is it in my duty to vote this year?
Yes.
You strongly
basically
agree?
What I just said.
All right. Perfect.
I just said that.
All right. Regardless how the that you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matters of this year? For each one, please indicate it matters a lot, it matters somewhat, or it doesn't matter much at all. The first one will be the presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Matters a lot? Does it matter a lot?
Yeah, matters a lot.
Matters a lot.
It's present.
Okay, the second one will be elections for Congress, representative.
That's
or,
matter a lot, too.
Okay. Protecting the LGBTQ rights?
I'm not into that, man. Because
right,
to be honest, you know my problem with that? You shouldn't have special rights because you have different sex. That's don't make me sense.
Right.
We all eat.
Okay. Right. And what about protecting abortion rights?
Of course, I agree wholeheartedly because you shouldn't be telling nobody what to do with their body.
Right. Okay, next. We know that people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates?
Well, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote president.
That's a
religion
so first,
in my family. We vote.
Okay. I do understand that. I'm going to read you right now. The first one will be the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop you to vote, or you want to vote and probably will if the candidate.
I don't know
vote.
Why y'all do y'all do these stupid polls, man? That's just stupid.
I really apologize.
Come on, to a grown person, that's kind of stupid. If I say I'm going to vote, just you click what you wish to click there, all right? Because
okay,
I already right. said that I'm going to vote.
Okay.
All
right,
that,
so I'm gonna reach you the
much
next
you
one.
Feel.
I'm sorry, sir, but it's
I don't,
we're
I
about
know,
to be
it's
done.
Not you, it's ways worth it.
Right.
I think it's
all
worth
right,
it,
so
stupid. That's all I'm saying.
It's long away of the November 24 elections for the president were held today. Well, would you be voting for the Democrat, Kamala Harris, or Republican Donald Trump?
Unfortunately, I gotta go with Kamala.
Okay. All right. And
I don't want nobody, but I got to go with it. Like, it was like Biden. I like,
right.
I don't want nobody, but I got to go with him.
You got to vote with him. Right. All right. If the elections for the Congress were held today, who would he vote? The Democrat candidate or Republican?
Of course. Democrat all the way, man.
Right.
I want them to control the Congress so they could do all that shit they was popping that they said they was going to do if they had full house.
Right. All right. So how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1? A lot.
What is
on the rights
one about?
It's about the ballot to protect the rights of the New Yorkers.
When they say to protect the rights of New York, what they mean? Health-wise, what they talking about?
Right. The Prop 1. Like
Prop 1 is... Oh, is it... Oh, with the city council?
Yeah. Right.
And the city council and the mayor, because the mayor want to override the city council on stuff that's safety for the city. I remember Adam speaking about that. Is it that
right.
You're talking about?
Yeah. Have you heard about it a lot or not much?
No, I'm aware of it, but I ain't hear
all
about
right.
It. They ain't talking about it like on the, you know how y'all do commercials and use your money on commercials? No, y'all haven't been doing
right.
Well, I'm all aware because
right, so,
I pay attention.
Okay, so based on your area of this amendment, do you think is it amendment will provide protections on the basis of gender, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants? Which one would you choose?
That's not in Proposition 1 at all. I thought you was naming all the stuff that was in there.
No, I'm talking about...
So this is a separate issue here.
Right.
And which one out of those things, what I'm for, you saying?
Yeah, it was the first one would be give voting rights to immigrants, prohibit
no.
housing discrimination, prevent discrimination
yeah.
based on age... straight
okay.
voting rights protection.
Is all of these bills, is that in one bill or they're separate bills? Or
separate? They're separate.
Every last one of them, the protecting the old people bill from age
right.
is separate bill from the other bills. They're all
okay.
separate. You should. Okay.
All right.
I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yes.
Go ahead. Continue.
All right. So the next thing will be...
Dude, right. I have to pick one. You want me to pick one out there?
Yeah, pick
one.
Yeah,
you
have to pick one.
Now?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, and the first one, the age to protect people who want to work even though they're old.
All right. So, then we will be here. Let me see. All right, so I'm going to read you a series of statements, and for each one, just please tell me from a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you disagree and 10 means that you strongly agree. The first one,
oh, okay.
We're about to be done. We're halfway, okay? And I do really appreciate your time. You're helping me a lot. The first one will be, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrations.
That's
0
10.
To 10? That's a 10? Okay.
That's a 10. Hell
all
yeah.
Right.
America first, like Trump said.
Okay. The second one, it is important to protect the most members of society from discrimination.
Is it to protect who from discrimination?
The members
who
of society.
Society in general.
From discrimination.
Yeah, I guess so. At 8 or 8.
All right.
Eight,
it's more important to the things for all New Yorkers rather than slanging out some groups. 0 to 10?
All right. Say it again.
It's more important to do things
mm-hmm.
for all the New Yorkers rather than slanging out from groups.
Yeah, it's true. That See, that's a trick question. Because I agree, but it's sometimes it's a marginalized group have to be handled differently. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's necessary. It's,
right.
It's like the Indians or say the Jews when they got reparations. The same thing I'm talking about. Like those situations. But in general, yeah, it should be for the common cause for one great society.
All right, but from a 0 to 10, what will you rate that?
Rate that? It's like 5 because it can go either way.
Right. Okay, the next one will be, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. From a 0 to 10?
That's a 10.
Perfect. Children should have not access to medical producer related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
That's a 10. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get kids nothing against their parents' wishes. I mean, ultimately, that's their child.
Okay. The next one will be, everyone, regardless of gender, sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
I agree. I wouldn't do it, but I agree. Be with you who you want to be with.
Right. Okay. It's important to protect trans and to protect access to the gender affirming care.
Now, let me say it again. Make sure I heard this right now. It's important to protect who?
It is important to protect trans. And
you mean transgender. That's what you mean.
Yeah, right.
Ah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Protect them from what, though?
From affirming care.
What's affirming care? Oh, you talking about they trying to talk
like,
them out of their lifestyle because
right.
they're like a gay shit.
Right.
Like because they do it for gay people.
Yes.
Damn, that's a funny question. I couldn't.
From a 0 to 10?
I guess it's a 5. I don't know. I don't know too much on the subject to make a fair.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go high.
All right, so we're almost done, okay, sir? So,
yeah, no problem, man.
All right, thank you. You've been so polite. All right, over the of course of the survey, sometimes things change. Is it okay if you answer? As you may know, there will be elections for the president, Congress, and other states and local office this November. How likely are you going to be voting? Like a lot. Certain.
Of course, I'm certainly going to vote. It's a presidential vote, and the Congress and all of that is important because you know I'm going to do my duty. My duty is to vote.
Right.
So that's
okay.
A 10, whatever you want to call it.
All right. So I'm gonna read you a statement, okay, and then you just tell me if you was a much. Disagree or disagree. If you agree or disagree, I'm sorry. So the first one will be this is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution and will strip parents from the rights to make decisions for their children. Allow kids to a permanent sex change or operations without their parents' consent. This also has special protections based on national origin, which would make easier for illegal immigrants to hang out.
Hang out?
Hands out.
Oh, I don't think I like this bill.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to skip that, okay?
I don't like this one.
All right.
I'm about to vote for you. Name.
All right. All right. So now I'm going to read you things about people. If you say if you're motivated for voting for them. All right. So and it's going to be from a scale from 0 to 10. The first one will be, sir, politicians have drafted a plan nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationality agenda in our state. This wants to make it harder to get abortion, legally, sex marriage, discrimination against trans people, eliminate equality and civil rights. How do you, would you scale that from 0 to 10? Like,
oh, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. It's trying to take away people's rights. And I, just
right.
because I don't agree with them, don't mean I don't want them to be equal and have to be treated fairly. That ain't right. None of that stuff sounded good to me. Yeah, it sounded like you said some white structure.
Right.
What the heck? Oh, heck no. And
well,
I got nothing against white people.
All right. I'm sorry, but I'm just reading the words.
No,
said.
You're just doing
right.
your job, man.
Right.
I ain't offended.
All right. So, would you rate that?
I'll rate that a zero.
Perfect.
Zero.
Right.
Because that don't sound positive.
Okay. So, the next one will be the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate
mm-hmm.
against citizens by putting these protections directly into our state constitution. We're holding all elected politicians to stand our or illegal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room elected leaders or government officials on their position of power. How do you rate that from 0 to 10?
How do I rate our political leaders at this time?
I'm sorry?
That's what they want me to rate?
Yes.
Like Adams, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. Oh, they're doing a terrible job. But at the same time, it's easy for us to say that. I got to go five. They have to. Because that's not all the way negative, but at the same time.
Right.
It's a lot of things they could have did better. So seven, I mean, or five or six. This is not no 10.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect. That's not a 7, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you the next one. It will be right now. The New Yorker's Constitution has loopholes. They leave many New Yorkers, for example, it does protect the rights of abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect to the rights of those disabilities. From a 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
Oh, that's not good. All right. If I rate it 10, it means I'm for them adding
yes.
those protections, right?
Right.
Yes, a 10.
All right.
I agree.
Okay.
How you don't take care of your old citizens.
Right, right. Anti-discrimination prevents the state constitution. National origin,
right.
Disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. How would you, do you agree for that, yes or no?
Oh, for protection for them?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, 8, whatever.
All right.
If you need a number.
Reading all this information, are you most likely going to vote on the November 2024 elections for the president, Congress?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Has you?
They ask that question a lot of times. Jesus.
yes. Do you? I'm sorry. I'm gonna read this question though, but do not get offended. All right. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight or two a lesbian or gay?
Oh, they're saying how I perceive myself as a
yes.
heterosexual male. Hetero.
All right.
I guess that's where
married?
We are. I am.
Are you married? Are you married? Single?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
All right. Cool. Do you? Are your parents? Do you have
yeah,
any children? Any children
yep.
under 18?
Yeah, one left.
All right. Okay. in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I feel I am an independent, but I am a registered Democrat since I was a little kid.
All right.
Since I could vote in New York. Since we
okay.
were 18.
So you said a Democrat?
Because Yes, because okay. I mean, my ideals, I at first, when I first, I did write independent, but it's hard to vote in New York City. If you're independent, you can't vote for city council, stuff like that. So I switched to Democrat so I can be voting in the elections I wanted to vote in.
All right,
so,
perfect.
And more or less a Democrat because I align to most of their belief systems.
Okay, and do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong?
Well, yeah, I guess strong, I guess.
All right.
I never looked at it like that because that quickly I will vote for somebody if I like them. I did vote for Ronald Reagan one time.
Okay. And what do you describe yourself for the moment on your employee status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, or unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Part-time. Part-time.
Part-time? All right, perfect. All right. Last year, in the 2023, what was your total family income for the tax before taxes?
$55,000.
All right. 55? 55. All right, perfect. And what was your, can I just have your name?
My name, Edward.
All right, Mr. Edward. So you have been so polite, and I do really appreciate your time. All right. And have yourself a great rest of the day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.